the opportunity to speak not just to the tiny area that his station broadcasts to, but to the whole of Europe, don't you think that they would jump at the chance? Oh, no. Are they conservative at that station or what? Maybe we should... Now, does anybody know Terry Christian's home phone? There's bound to be someone in this audience that does, right? I think that we should alert him to the fact that the guy who says he's his producer is screwing his show. See, now, it kind of puts Scotty into perspective, doesn't it? Because he was up for it. Since then, not much. So apparently you have to look at the last album by Van Halen, and then you'll figure it all out. Really? Well, you learn something new every day. This show is like an education, isn't it? Unfortunately, there's no paper qualification at the end. But I could always give you one in the end. This is getting to fit together now, isn't it?
Straight.
Hey. All I have to do is call up those sad losers at LB Seeing You, and I get a four-day weekend? Oh, great! You know, the thing that was... I really screwed up about the whole thing was that I hadn't already contacted the Dutch Tourist Authority and booked my hotel. Because it was, I don't know if you've ever tried to go to Amsterdam. It's like on like very last minute thing. Everybody in the world goes there at the weekend. It's impossible to get there. So next time it'll be planned, okay? And I'll be taking your calls right now on exactly who it is that I should be calling up. No, I won't. And I also don't want to talk to anybody about this whole thing, because it's like it'll be. Thanks very much, by the way, for all for the letters and the fact and all, you know, everything. Great. Thanks a lot. Touched me deeply. Almost immediately, just before it hit the bin, I liked it a lot. But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I don't want to talk about it, okay? Because it'll just, like, be on and on and on. And everybody's saying, oh, Nick's terrible. And how boring on a scale of 1 to 10 would that be? Almost as boring as Saturday night television. Well, let's not get carried away. Oh, no, this is actually the normal line. Where is the red phone line, then? Oh, this is this one here. So if this one don't work, then no. If they dump me on this line, then I'm going to ring up his red phone. And see, when the red phone goes in the studio, it's basically like a disco. The lights start flashing and a noose drops from the ceiling. Pick up! This is CFM in Cambridgeshire. Peterborough, in fact. So what do we need? Like some soft music while we wait until they're good and damn ready to pick the phone up? Because you know on that station they have what? 300? 400 calls a year.
Read that instead.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dear Nick, sometimes I hear people say that the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That's absolute nonsense and I should know. I'm a heart surgeon. And... And the method I use is to make an incision in the thoracic cavity, bypass the myocardium, and once inside the ribcage, it's a simple matter of moving the pericardium, and hey presto, there it is. It makes me sick that ordinary people think they can give out medical opinions without the knowledge of a clever doctor like me. From Dr. Dan Druff, PhD, MSc, Harrow. Good one. There is a 15-minute profile on, something on Carlton at 12:55 today. On what? Now, that's the only word in this whole thing that you can't read. There's a 50-minute profile on something on TV at 12:55 today. Now, is that AM or PM?
This guy's a doctor. Can you be a little more specific, mate? Okay, well, it's obvious they're busy. I think it's so exciting at that station, they're virtually unconscious with, the adrenaline is rushing around their system and they can barely cope. Okay, well, screw that. I mean, how long do I have to wait? So let's see if I can get them on their red phone. Let's really surprise them. Okay. Now, is this the same bloke? Because it's a different code and everything. I hope you noticed I didn't do the tone for the whole thing. Oh, it's busy. I wonder if someone has alerted them to the fact that I'm about to call them up and they've taken the phone off the hook. Okay, well, I'll keep trying, because I know you would like me to. You see, I'd just like to mention that we have to pay every time I do a thing, and it gave us, 2 seconds of that? So I'm going to have to do it by hand. Oh, I can't say that. Pope's going to be really upset with me now. I have to do it myself. I can't say that either. Put it on Virgin 1215. On the hour, this is Sky News.
Manchester.
A survey by Data Monitor found that solicitors have an average annual turnover of 158. I'm in the wrong business. Listen to this. Solicitors annual average turnover £158,000. That's better than being in the religion business. Accountants managed only £41,000. You know what your average annual turnover of a financial advisor is? Of an independent financial advisor? £230,000. So it's obvious, they're making some money somehow, like selling you stuff you don't even need.
Thanks.
The headline is Mad Cow Disease Now in Decline. And right next to it is a picture of Cilla Black. Who's celebrating 150 years in show business. Mad cow disease, now in decline. Surprise, surprise. 0645-101-101 in... let me do it now. Let me try and get through to these people right now. Very difficult to speak and dial at the same time. Oh, they're still busy. Okay. Well, I have another number. Let me see if I can get them on the this one here. What's that? Like a doesn't exist tone. Maybe I dial wrong. Getting all emotional now.
Again.
What?
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Not been recognized?
Try again. The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
This must be the most boring job in the world.
Please try again. The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. Well, so maybe I'll get it right. Okay, well, I'll get it sorted eventually.
Hi, Nick.
Hiya.
I've got a quote for you.
What's that?
Nick Abbott is the most disgusting voice of national broadcasting. Guess who said that?
I have no idea.
The DJ on Kiss FM last night.
Who was that?
It's a guy called Caesar. He's on at 4 o'clock in the morning.
He said I was the most disgusting voice of national radio?
Yeah. Apparently, when you were banned the other night...
Can you turn your radio down?
Can you turn it down, Keith? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, big news. on all the other stations.
No, he said, you were about to say what, when I was banned the other night?
Yeah, you know when you went on your little, paid trip? And, they're talking about it, listening to Kiss FM last night.
So why would he say that?
Because
not that I could care, way or the other, what he thinks.
He thinks that, his opinion is that you shouldn't have any swearing on your show at all. And the funny thing was after that, people were ringing in to say, what's Virgin's frequency? So,
him and the three people who listen to him, they can just get lost. Thanks a lot, mate. You just keep giving me that publicity.
Well, this is it. It's a shame he's not on.
Yeah, I sleep through his show. Not necessarily just because it's him.
So do a lot of other people.
But exactly. But, I get to the door at 2:30, and what am I going to do? Stay up and listen to him? Are you insane? Oh, come on, I don't believe you. All right, well, let me try their other number, because they've got, two numbers. Nuxury. Oh, come off it.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Would you please recognize this number? What is wrong with you? They're doing a tremendous job at British Telecom, aren't they? I think they've taken the phone off the hook. They've gone down the pub. Okay, well, never mind. How do I get rid of this now? It's taken over. I can't get rid of it. Wait a minute. How do I get rid of this? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, mate. You people are so desperate to get me into trouble. It's incredible. Cardiff.
Hello, Nick.
Yes. All right, this is Virgin 1215. Nick Abbott, open phones, 0645-101-101. I don't believe they're still engaged. I don't believe it's not butter. Let's try their other number. CNFM in Cambridgeshire. Okay, here we go. Oh, I don't like that one, so this one. Much better. Of course, Cambridgeshire is like nowhere near the sea, but let's just play it anyway. One of my favorite tunes. And the number here, 0645-101-101, trying to get through to Wayne Fitztightly of CNFM. See if we can play Blackjack on the radio. Won't that be exciting? And they have until the end of this track to pick up. Okay. And we have a call about them from Cambridge.
Yeah, I used to listen to that radio station all the time, yeah?
Yeah. Okay?
And, I've always, hated them really much.
Really much?
Yeah, like hell I hate them. And I used to phone them up and pretend I'm doing, a competition or something, say, oh, yeah, I'm coming to this competition. And then, as soon as I come on, I used to, really give them loads of hassle. Because they're just so crap, yeah? They're just totally out of it.
And hassle, like what?
I know, but I've got a list of all their numbers. Every single one of their numbers. In Vision Park, Histon. And that's where the radio station is.
Yeah.
So, if you can't get through one number, there's bound to be another number in this set of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Is it one of these places that has, 100 different radio stations all broadcasting from different parts of a village?
No, it's not actually. It's some sort of two villages combined to one, which is Heston and Impington in Cambridge.
Yeah, I thought it was from Peterborough.
It's not actually.
Because I went for a job there, and because I was desperate, having not worked for years. And so this was like the first station that actually said to come to for an interview. So I thought, what the hell? Let's just like go. And as I walked in the door, the first thing you see as you go in the door is the lost pet board. I kid you not. And I thought, oh, I'm in the wrong place now.
Oh, my God.
And I met the program controller, and we hated each other after about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And they didn't refund my travel expenses or anything. I was out of the building in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to give them hell when I get them on the phone.
You certainly should. I go to the school near them, you see. I'm in my last year. And so, like, at lunchtimes and stuff, we would go down there and sort of go, you know, oh, we want to talk to whoever was over on the air or something. And then we used to go there and they used to sort of go, you know, just piss off with you, you know. And it's just, like, they're just, like, so funny.
Is it a school day for you tomorrow?
It is.
And what time do you have to get up?
5 o'clock in the morning.
No, you don't. 5 o'clock in the morning?
I've got about five more homeworks to do. And I've got to get up at 5 a.m. to get the train. Because I don't go to a school. I go to that school for 2 days of the week. That's because I do IB.
What's that?
That's International Baccalaureate, which is something that only a few schools have. And it's really annoying.
Is what?
International Baccalaureate.
International what?
Baccalaureate.
What's that?
Well, it's when you, like, instead of doing A-levels, you take IB, and you do, like, instead of doing, like, seven subjects, you do something like 12 or something. It's really weird.
Well, so you're like a super brainy little kid?
Little kid? I'm not that little, you know.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 17.
So you're a little kid?
I'm not a little
kid. Don't you get smart with me.
Don't I get smart with you? It just because you have those times in your memory.
This is way past your bedtime. What are you even thinking of?
I'm doing past my bedtime.
Absolutely. I think you're getting far too big for your... In fact, I don't think I like your attitude. looks like I've really screwed up. I'll give them that private number out in the end. Okay, so give me a couple of their numbers. I'm desperate to get through now. I'm going to... If it's the last thing I do...
Okay, there's a reception.
No, I don't want no reception number. You think it's going to be there somebody there at reception at 1 in the morning?
Probably. Knowing them. Okay, Vision Park.
Give me, like, an on-air number that people would, like... Don't they do a phone-in?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the phone-in number? That's what I want.
Okay, see, I've got so many numbers down here. I've got to find the right one.
You have like a death wish for this station, don't you? You hate them, don't you?
I hate them. they're like, you know, they're worse than Radio 1.
Oh, don't say that.
And
How could that be possible?
I listened to them once, that was changing through channels, yeah? And I sort of listen to them and I go, oh no, I just can't be listening to this, you know. This is outrageous.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah.
So go ahead, give me the number.
Okay, there's, it's got a little summary here saying, where is it, on the competition line, it says, opened all hours when advertised on air, and if I can, get my radio here, and tune in to CFM, if they're doing a competition, yeah, because can you reach CFM for your station?
Can we do what?
Can you get CNFM on the air?
Can I turn on a radio here and get them on?
Yeah.
Are you serious? No chance.
Yeah, because if we, like, do that somehow, you know, then you can...
Turn the radio on. Let me see what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Okay, let me just tune it.
Let's hope they're not an advert break. I'll have to dump you immediately. I believe this guy's still up. He's got to get up in 4 hours time. If I had 4 hours sleep a night, my face would be dragging along the ground. See, that's something you have to look forward to. And as soon as you hit 30, then your pertness just goes right out the window, mate. So you enjoy it while you got it.
So my radio is screwed up. It's not working.
Okay, well, never mind. I'll just keep plugging away.
Yeah.
And I think it's time for bed. I don't even know what I'm going to say when I get on. And then it's like... So what's the guy's name? Wayne Fitztitley. I'll call him Dwayne. Really annoy him. Are they... Do people ring...
Hello,
is this the NFM?
Sort of.
This is Nick Abbott from Virgin 1215, and it's the law that I tell you that you're on the air right now, because otherwise they'll suspend me for another couple of days.
Well, that's very exciting.
And money means nothing to me, but, you know, another £1,000, I couldn't deal with it, you know. Is this the Dwayne Fitzgerald show?
It could well be.
It could well... What, don't you know?
Do you know? You dial the number.
That's right.
So, who are you dialing?
The Dwayne Fitzgerald show.
Oh, no, never heard of him.
Is it Wayne Fitzgerald?
Could well be. Could well be, yes.
Well, is it or isn't it?
Is it or isn't it? That's an interesting question. My name is Wayne, yes.
Oh, you are Wayne?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, well, I've been told that you've played blackjack on the air.
That's correct.
Excellent. Can I play?
Finished tonight, I'm afraid.
You're finished tonight?
Yes, the quiz is finished.
Have you finished?
No. Hit music 24 hours a day in crystal clear stereo.
Right. So what are you up to now then, Dwayne?
Playing Gloria Estefan at the moment.
Gloria
Estefan. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Okay. So can I even get on the air with you?
No, I don't think so.
A little too scared for that, eh?
No, we don't take callers after 1 a.m.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to stick to the rules at all times.
Quite correct.
Yeah, I bet you do. I've been hearing excellent things about you, man.
Well, yes. Well, one of our colleagues, you know.
One of whose colleagues?
Hang on a second. Got to put you on hold.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Thanks a lot, mate. Well, it could be. Wasn't he great? Man, I wish we could pick that station up here. Because sometimes, you know, I can't get to sleep at nights, and would he help or what? Can I ask you a question?
You can try.
Do you still have that lost pet board right in front, right inside the front door?
No, we don't.
I bet
you
don't.
It's been replaced by Jesus and the world.
A lost granny board, yeah. So you found any lost pets lately?
No, we don't do that kind of thing on this show. As it's taken you an hour and a half to reach me, it's obviously a popular quiz, you see.
No, I was ringing the wrong number. I hate to break the news to you,
no,
but
you
as soon as I got the right number, I got straight through.
No, you weren't.
Yeah,
see,
right.
Virgin steal all our best DJs.
Yeah, that's true enough.
Paul Coit is now working for you.
He's following me. He's in the building right now.
Give him my regards.
He said so many nice things about you.
Give him my regards.
Trust me on that one small matter. Yeah, okay, pal. Thanks.
If you want to call tomorrow, Radio Blackjack's on the air.
All right, now how much do I win? I'll play you a 5-card stud poker for £100 right now. You up for it?
Double the prizes if it's a 5-card trick.
Are you up for it?
Am I up for what?
£100.
Oh, no, I don't play poker.
Okay.
No.
You want to chicken out on that one, huh?
Only strip poker with ladies.
Oh, yeah, right.
On CNFM 103.
Well, as long as you don't say anything stupid and moronic and sexist, that's okay.
All right.
See ya.
Hey, Rick, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, and you, Dwayne.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Took so long, and was it worth it? Not really. 0645, how long have we got? Ooh, not long. 5 minutes. So if you're not holding, then forget it. Ladbroke Grove.
Oh, hello.
Okay, well, she was boring me as it was, but I just dumped her mistakenly. Sorry about that. New Haven.
I've got a female assistant. I'm involved in a local festival, and this assistant appeared at our festival, and she was going into stories all about the shows and how she conducted herself in the studios, and I was quite shocked. It changed my impression of certain presenters.
You also knew what you were talking about.
there's a local station here over in the south coast near Brighton. I won't drop names, but there's this lady that appeared at a meeting I attended to. We'd done a big music festival down this way, and she was going into stories about how she was mucking about in the studios and things, and it changed my outlook on presenters. It really did.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for sharing. Bye bye. Scannersdale has gone, thank God, because they wanted to talk about bike size law, and that would just have virtually killed me stone dead. Town called Malice by Jam first in this hour. And, oh God, are we talking about UFOs already? Norwich?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry, we are again. I saw two UFOs in the sky tonight.
Yeah.
And, I just thought I'd like to let as many people know as possible.
Right.
And, also to say, I don't know, it's going to sound odd, but I've got a strange feeling.
Nothing that you have said so far sounds odd. Why should anything subsequently?
Oh, well, that's good then. If people have a look out of their skies between about...
A look out of their skies?
Sorry, at their sky.
I think you're out of your sky.
No, I'm not, actually. Between, I don't know, about 7:30, 7:45 tomorrow night and about 8:15, they might appear again.
Oh, really? What, is there like a timetable for these things now?
No, it's just a feeling. If you ever go on gut reactions yourself, I could end up looking like a complete crap.
I think so.
But then again, you never know, do you? It would be interesting.
No question about that.
It would keep
my interest for about 2-3 seconds.
Oh, really? Yeah, I thought you might be interested in things like that because a lot of...
What are you talking about? That if we look out at the sky between when?
About 7:30, 7:45 tomorrow night.
Then they're gonna come then?
I don't know. I would just be interested to see.
Now, what makes you say that, apart from the fact that you're out of your mind?
I'm not out of my mind, but I can understand why you think I might be. It's just a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know whether you go by gut feelings, but I've always found...
Yeah, I usually take a chalky white tablet for them. It clears it up straight away.
Chalk, that's it. Yeah, that's the one. But anyway, you know, I just thought I'd say that and also plug a good... record, if I may?
No, you may not.
No, okay, I won't do then.
Finish this well-known sentence. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Maidstone.
Yes, it's Andrew.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm flying off about a party that I went to tonight.
Yeah? Wait a minute, you went to a party tonight? It's like 11:05.
I know, well, you got kicked out about 10:20.
Why is that?
Well, you see, the kid's mum, like, came in and someone nicked her a bottle of vodka. And so, like, then she, like, get really aggro about it. And then she, found out that her little son, someone had picked up his pumpkin and dropped it somewhere.
His pumpkin?
Yeah, and for that we all got kicked out.
His pumpkin?
Yeah, he grows pumpkins.
He grows pumpkins, yeah. What, like as a hobby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all got kicked out for it.
Great. Well, I think you were there too early anyway. What time did you arrive?
About 6:30, actually.
6:30?
Actually, there's still one girl there, still throwing up.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds like an excellent party.
It was.
They arrived at 6:30, there's a girl throwing up and they got kicked out. All of that happens before 11 o'clock.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
All right, would you like to phone her up?
Oh, do you really think that I should?
Yeah.
You people are just so desperate to get me into trouble, aren't you? All right, well, let me take you off the air and play some nice music for the ladies and gentlemen while I get this number. All right, what's the number? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, who is this?
You want to speak to Linda. She's a mother.
She's the mother.
Yeah.
And she's really upset, right?
Yeah. And the kid's party, who it was, is called Gary.
Now, how old is Gary, just so I know?
How old is Gary? He was 14 today, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. What can I say? You've been an inspiration to me.
All right,
and
thanks
I probably won't be back on Monday.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
0645-101-101. Well, it's tremendous, that job they're doing on the mythical Fleet Street now. Did you see the papers today? You know, Princess Di went freeloading at some movie premiere last night. In fact, it was... Oh, no, wait a second. Yeah, it was Harrison Ford's new film, The Fugitive, which is a great film. And until... True Romance comes out, it is definitely the film to see. Just Die looking as though she hasn't eaten anything in about 6 months, or at least anything that she's kept down. Meeting Clint Eastwood. And the headline in the Daily Mail, making one's day. Headline in the Mirror, Clint makes Di's day. Daily Express, go ahead, make my Di. The Sun, go ahead, hunk, make my Di. And Today, make my Di. They think as one, don't they? If they put their heads together, they would, they'd be dangerous. Now, how upset on a scale of 1 to 10 do you think she'd be if I called her up and put her on national radio and quizzed her about it? Oh, damn it, I pressed the wrong button. I wish I knew how to do this. You know, one of these days. Oh, is it still going? Great. Okay, let's see if we can't get...
44731?
Oh, is Linda there, please?
Yeah, hang on, just come and get her.
Great. I bet she's still screaming at him right now.
Hello?
Hello, is this Linda?
Yes.
Hi, this is Nick Abbott from Virgin 1215, and you're on the air right now. I'm calling up to congratulate your son, Gary, on his birthday.
You are?
Yeah.
Good grief. Yes. Do you want to speak to him?
No, I'd like to speak to you, actually.
Oh, why is that?
Well, you might have the opportunity to win a carpet cleaning service, because it sounds like you need it.
So true.
Did you come home and he had a party without consulting you?
No, we knew it was happening.
But did you know the full extent of what was going on?
No.
So, you came back in the door.
Mm.
And what did you see?
An awful lot of people.
Doing what?
Whatever young people do these days.
Really?
Mm.
Like what? Somebody told me that someone had nicked your vodkas. Really?
Yes.
Now, he's 14.
Who is? My son is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's busy nicking your vodka.
No, he's not. Good night.
Ah! It's happened to me again, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody hates me. Good night? I thought we were getting along so well as well. Shall I call her back? No! Wolverhampton.
Hello?
I thought we were getting on just fine, didn't you?
Well, so did I, really.
Because she seemed like such a nice lady, and then she was just, like, busy hanging up on me.
Your phone calls out haven't been going too well, lad.
They really haven't. Maybe I just, like, knocked the whole lot on the head.
I mean, I was almost expected to hear Paul Ross or somebody on tonight, after last night.
Why? What did I do last night?
Well, you know, phoned out again. Radio stations.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a bit... yeah, I don't think I'll be phoning any more radio stations.
Really?
Well, you think I should?
I mean, you was really calm on Monday and Tuesday, and then after your warning, you know, and then...
No, wrong. Calm on Monday? Are you serious?
Well, calmer, shall I say.
I don't think I was. I think I came storming back. Tuesday was a bit dull, but Monday was full on, I thought. No, you just expected me to be calmer, and...
So, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, the other day you were talking about the right to silence and all that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And the police and all that.
Why is there an echo on this line?
It's a cheap, crappy...
Right.
...payphone, what's it called? Radio phone thing.
So,
anyway. The right to silence. You said that the police said that they could use the right to silence in the court. I mean, they prove it.
No, somebody else said that if you insist on being silent, then it's like an admission of guilt, and they can use that in court. It's absolute rubbish.
Well,
and that's just for starters. I should have gone to that party and done it.
Well, don't go too mad, because otherwise we'll lose you, won't we?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about you.
Yeah, exactly. You could care less about me.
I'm just worried about my entertainment.
Am I here to amuse you?
Yes.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
London.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great.
Oh, God, he was a boring character, wasn't he? Really? It's like 11:30 and I had nowhere to go and no one to go with. And just feeling that I should have been in New York, really.
You think that you should have been in New York?
Well, it would have been awfully nice, wouldn't it?
Listen, Russ and Jono get to go to Sydney, okay?
I know. Oh, give Jono a big kiss for me.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I know. I was wrapped. I thought it was great.
Mitch gets to go to New York.
Who?
And
oh, well, don't you go? Oh, well.
And I get to go to hell.
No, well, I don't get to go anywhere either, so.
Well, it sounds like you've come a long way already.
Oh, well, you know. I meant now. Yes.
Don't be so defeatist.
No, it's terrible, isn't it? Oh, well.
Get your dancing slacks on and just get out there. Yeah, okay.
Oh, well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What is this show about so far? Absolutely nothing whatsoever. 0645, so no change there, right? 101101. Ah, yes. Pat Benatar. Was there like a long pause there? I was listening on the wrong thing. Never mind. 0645101101. Pat Benatar and We Belong. As Abbott desperately tries to get his act together and goes immediately to Edinburgh.
Hello, this is Edinburgh. Jimmy here. Hello, Nick. How you doing? Good show.
Thank you.
It's a great show, but can I just share a wee prophecy with you, Nick?
Uh-huh.
It's a Cree-Indian prophecy. And can I read it out to you?
Is it long?
Very quick.
Okay.
Only after the last tree has been cut down, only after the last river has been poisoned, only after the last fish has been caught, only then will you find that money cannot be eaten.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
You know, and it's a kind of a prophecy. You know, we're running around in the world and people are all concerned with material values. Yet, the Indians were people of wisdom and insight. And people aren't, you know, we should maybe listen to them a wee bit. Maybe we should start listening to the native peoples a wee bit more. You know, maybe people could give their viewpoints on that prophecy and what it might mean.
Of course, they've ditched prophecy for profits now. They're heavily into gambling, the American Indians now.
Yeah.
They are getting back for Manhattan.
I mean, they gave us cocaine after we stuffed them, you know. I mean, they got their own back with tobacco, I suppose.
Yeah. Who? Everybody.
Well, I mean, on your show, they're talking about UFOs and things like this.
No, we had a little rash of it a while ago, and then fortunately it stopped. And then certain individuals just had to bring the subject back up again. And remember that if you look out the night sky at exactly 8:45 tomorrow, or whatever the hell it was she said, they'll be coming in droves, man. Because she's checked the timetable, and that's when they're scheduled.
I think I've got something that could put that in the shade. There's actually an Indian legend that Greenpeace adopted, and it's about the Rainbow Warriors. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but go ahead.
What it is that in the last days of the earth, when everything seems kind of gone and wasted, the spirits of the departed Indian warriors, the custodians of the earth, will come back from the sky, you know? So instead of looking out your window for UFOs, look out your window for rainbow warriors.
So when everybody's gone and wasted, there'll be lights in the sky?
When the world is at its worst, the Rainbow Warriors will return to the earth to renew the earth and take all God's children, all the people back to a safer place and a better planet.
Can't wait.
You know, neither can I. You know, if he's going out and
maybe I'll get a better job on that planet.
Well, that's what I'm hanging out for as well, you know, because I'm in the brew, you know, I mean. But it's all optimistic.
That's what Simon Bates is hoping for, no question about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's all about a time when people will get their comeuppance, people like Mrs. Thatcher and Idi Amin and all these dictators will all get their kind of comeuppance.
What a guy.
Yeah, thanks for hearing, thanks for listening to
me. All right, cheers, mate.
Bye.
What a guy that can, like, lump Mrs. Thatcher in with Idi Amin. Excellent. Stanhouse Muir.
Oh, hello, mate.
All right.
I'm just about to commit suicide now. what I wanted to speak to you about is the lack of music on British telly nowadays compared to, like, the European countries.
Don't you think that, like, what he was saying just now about everybody wandering around... What was the phrase that he uses? Wasted and something else?
or looking up to the skies and things like that.
Yeah. This, doesn't it sound like 4 o'clock kick-out time at any club you'd care to mention?
I wonder why he's unemployed.
So anyway, now was his mother upset with me or what?
Just a bit.
I think so.
She had a bit of an attitude.
I don't think I liked her.
Oh, these ones we nicked, it was 16.
Oh, big boys, right?
Oh, yeah. They're the grown-ups.
So they're... Well, how many of them are in this field right now?
There's about four or five.
Four or five, okay. And they're going to share this vodka bottle of vodka, and it's going to be like happy, happy, happy. Great fun, and after the bottle's finished, then suddenly it will...
It'll hit.
Vodka will come upon them like a runaway train. It'll
like
smack them right
hell.
In the back of the head, and they will wish they had never been born.
They'll throw up.
They will throw up.
They'll find a tree somewhere.
They will throw
it.
Up so hard, they'll virtually throw their feet up.
Their tonsils as well.
And I can't wait for tomorrow, man. That's going to be so good. I had the worst hangover of my life at about the same age, when I thought it'd be a really smart idea to try to keep up with my uncle, who is a world-class drinker.
He chucks
it away as though he has a barrel for a stomach. And I tried to keep up with him. And that's the thing about drinkers. If you do it quickly, then you stop when you can't handle it anymore. And little do you realize that there's in 15 minutes' time, then there's all this other stuff that hasn't got to you yet. Yeah, and then you are in really deep trouble. And you fall off your stool, and it's a little bit funny then, but you wake up the next morning, and the whole world has come to an end.
And suddenly you have someone pounding on your head.
Exactly.
Dancing on your head.
And you can't move, and your breath smells like a badger's bum, and it's just the worst thing in the world.
Definitely.
So maybe they should... See, I'm not on the air tomorrow. See, if I was, then I'd get their numbers off you, and I'd give them a ring and ask them what kind of a day they'd have.
Definitely.
Play like Metallica down the phone at them. All right, I've got to go.
Oh, okay.
See ya.
See you later. Bye.
0645-101-101. I've got no idea what this letter contains, but let's just read it out anyway. Why not? Dear Nick, while watching the snooker on TV last night, I was surprised to hear the commentator mention that young Stephen Hendry was going to clear the table. How nice it is to know that despite his rise to stardom and the huge sums of money he already earns, this sensible young man is still prepared to do his share of the routine household chores. He should be an example to us all. Right. This is that same bloke who did the doctor thing last night, which was funny too. A serial surrealist. 0645-101-101, Virgin 1215, Nick Abbott.
Is there anybody out there? Obviously not.
That's good, because I didn't want to speak to them anyway. Reading.
Hello.
Really? Was it you? Excellent. This is like a soap opera, this show, isn't it? So what was up with your mother?
Oh, well, she got like a bit...
What was it, like PMT or something?
Well, sort of, because, like, everything got wrecked.
So what happened? Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. The garden was wrecked. The house was wrecked. Everything was drunk. That's about it.
And you're 14?
I'm 14, yeah.
And you go about conducting yourself in this manner?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of a mother is that?
She's a great mother.
Yeah, she'll let you do just about anything you want, right?
Yep.
Can't beat that. No, seriously, is that... Somebody, we've had like four calls from people, you know, various satellites revolving around your party. Apparently there's like a group of about four kids in a field with a bottle of vodka that they nicked from your mother.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to have a hell of a day tomorrow, no question about that.
Yep.
And so, and we had your mother on, and like really briefly before she hung up on me.
Yeah.
Like, what did she say afterwards? What was her problem? I thought we were getting on so well.
I don't know. I don't think she quite knows who rang her up, but
there you go. Well, I'd like to make perfectly clear that I did say who I was, and I told her that she was on the air, because that was the serious mistake that I made last time. And See, if they suspend me for 2 days now, then that'll be Saturday and Sunday, and I'm off anyway. So what kind of a holiday would that be? I mean, what kind of a punishment would that be?
Not that I
enjoyed the 2 days at all.
She thought
that
she
I wasn't
like
working. I'd like to, you know, make that perfectly clear.
Yeah.
It was hell sitting around and doing nothing all day. So anyway, so tell me, it sounds like the party's still going on.
Well, it was like everyone got chucked out and people are waiting to go home and...
And it was like a complete disaster, right?
It was fun until...
Yeah, while it lasted.
Yeah, it was
so
fun.
So did you get drunk?
Fun?
Did you get drunk?
Of course.
Of course you did. 14 years old, drunk.
Yeah.
Your mother left you at home?
Yeah, she's upstairs.
You know that this will be appearing on the front cover of The Sun tomorrow. Another Home Alone case.
She was upstairs.
And you'll be put in care in about 3 minutes. You don't mind that, do you?
Oh, no, not so.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm way past the news now. Look, you're getting me into trouble left, right, and center.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so time to go.
All right.
Bye-bye. And remember, before you go to bed, drink like two, three pints of water, because otherwise tomorrow will be a living hell.
I won't go play rugby tomorrow.
I don't think so.
I do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
He has got no idea what he's let himself in for. Okay, oh. Something peculiar has happened. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Am I behind or what? I haven't even done an ad break, so let's do that immediately.
Who would you call if you had a free BT phone call?
Please remember, the opinions expressed by Nick Abbott are not necessarily the views of Virgin 1250.
One time when I was working on Radio Luxembourg, in fact, the first show I did, I forgot that it was a commercial station, and I forgot to play the ads for the whole show until I remembered 5 minutes before I was supposed to finish and played all of the ads for the whole 3 hours in the last 5 minutes. We'll be right back.